Across Alabama this week, emergency communication systems went silent when the tornadoes knocked down antennas and cell phone towers. So amateur radio operators stepped in, and they're now helping to restore emergency communication in some of the hardest hit areas. But those volunteers say their ability to provide that help is actually under threat because of a new bill in Congress. NPR's Joel Rose has our story.
When Hurricane Katrina came ashore in 2005, it destroyed cell phone towers and electrical infrastructure. That left law enforcement and relief agencies without a viable way to communicate until amateur radio operators stepped in.
Right now, just so y'all know, we've got about 250 hams in Louisiana. They're well organized. They're doing a good job, but they can't do it forever.
Hundreds of amateur radio operators, or hams, as they call themselves, poured into Louisiana and Mississippi from all over the country, bringing their own portable antennas and amplifiers to temporarily replace what the storm had wiped out. Kay Craigie is the president of the American Radio Relay League, an advocacy group that represents hams.
They set up communications for the agencies, both governmental and the relief agencies that were trying to help people there, and they stayed there for weeks under very, very difficult conditions.
Craigie says Hurricane Katrina is just one example of how volunteer ham operators have responded to emergencies all over the country. But she says their ability to provide that help is being inadvertently threatened in the name of improved emergency communication.
Good morning. The Committee on Homeland Security will come to order.
Peter King is a Republican congressman from New York and the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. At a hearing in March, King lamented that police, firefighters, and other first responders have trouble talking to each other during emergencies.
As we approach the 10th anniversary of September 11th, public safety must be allocated sufficient spectrum so that a national interoperable public safety wireless broadband network can finally be built.
King is sponsoring a bill called the Broadband for First Responders Act of 2011. The bill would take some of the broadcast spectrum that was freed up by the transition to digital television and set it aside to build a new emergency communication system. That idea has wide support in both parties and both houses of Congress. To pay for it, King's bill proposes auctioning off another band of broadcast frequencies that are sometimes used by first responders. Problem is, those same frequencies are used by ham radio operators, too.
K2JJZ, this is K1JT. Do you copy?
Okay, very good. Good audio, great signal in the South Carolina.
K1JT is the call sign of Joseph Taylor. His house in Princeton, New Jersey isn't hard to find. It's the only one on the block with a giant radio tower in the backyard.
Ham radio operators have a long history of being very useful in emergency situations. The training of amateurs has been a national resource for many decades now.
Taylor says his early radio training led him to a career in physics and eventually a Nobel Prize. There are other frequencies besides those targeted by the House bill that hams can use. But amateur radio advocates worry that this bill could be just the first step.
They start taking these frequencies away now, and then down the road they take a few more, and pretty quick it becomes a major problem instead of just a minor issue.
Vince Kohler is the emergency manager for Cascade County, Montana. He says hams routinely help the county with traffic control and with its emergency response in case of wildfires and severe weather.
Those people are all volunteers. They all volunteer their time and their equipment mostly, and if it makes it harder for them to do what they need to do it, then I'm certainly opposed to it.
Across the country in Virginia, State Emergency Coordinator Michael Klein doesn't dispute the importance of hams, but he thinks the House bill can be changed.
They really are an integral part of emergency management and public safety. But I think now that a lot of folks are realizing that there is a potential harm to the amateurs, that we'll be able to make accommodations for them.
The author of the House bill, Representative Peter King of New York, declined our requests for an interview. In a written statement, King says he's working to address the concerns of the amateur radio community while still moving forward with a new public safety network. And when a future disaster knocks that network offline, hams hope they'll still be in a position to help. Joel Rose, NPR News.